Again, we're doing the Kinyane Torah, and throughout the process of Kinyane Torah, we've been discussing that there's two types of inyanim that a person should discuss when discussing the Kinyane Torah. Really, one could have a question, which is, why do you need anything special to be Kinyane Torah? So the answer could be simple. Torah is very big. Torah is very large. Torah is a very large amount of material. And therefore, it's Rechava Min Yam. You try to learn one siman in Shulchan Aruch, you could learn it for 8 months and try to get every little pirush. So knowing the whole Torah is I don't say impossible, but it's obviously possible, but it's a lifelong endeavor. So you need tools to do that. That's one step. If you look through the Kinyan Torah, the one we're holding, Tahara, for example. Tahara is not in the process of how you learn. So therefore, what is the inyan of Tahara or some of these other ones? The answer is that there's another element to Tahara. Tahara is, if those that were with us for Nefesh HaChaim will understand, Tahara is a purely spiritual mitzvah. Tahara is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a spiritual entity. So therefore, there's a whole nother thing. Besides the tool that you need to learn Tahara, it's also about the person learning Torah. The Torah should want to stay with you. Torah should be the thing that you want, that wants to want the Torah wants to stay with the person. And that's also part of the Chiddush. So some of the Kinyani Torah are becoming the person that can become one with the Torah. And that's part of it. The next inyan is the inyan of Tahara. And the whole inyan of Tahara is when a person is no longer running after inyanim of this world. We learn this week's parsha, Kedushim Tiyu. The whole idea of Kedusha, we've said this many, many times, but the whole inyan is that we are physical beings. We are beings that struggle constantly between decisions of our neshama versus our guf. What drives us? What gives us satisfaction? What governs our decision making? Is it our guf or is it our neshama? And the more a person is a guf person, I'm hungry, I'm tired, I'm in the mood of this, right? So that will reduce their level of kedusha. Whereas if a person is a neshama different person, I get satisfaction from spiritual things, from more refined matters. I don't indulge in things. I'm a little bit more refined, and I become a little more of a neshama person, which includes, according to what I said this Shabbos in the Shir very beautifully from Shimon Shkop, I said as well. It's not only in spiritual ways. A person becomes a neshama person when they do chesed. Very simply, why? How does a person become a neshama person when they do chesed? Because if they were self-centered, they would be thinking only about their guf. And now they're no longer thinking only about their guf. They're thinking about their neshama as well. They're thinking about others. So they're being mamait in the tzad neshama. So chesed is also an act of kedusha. Mr. Shimon Shkop writes, which is a beautiful idea. I think many of us think that kedusha is the opposite. What does kedusha entail? Kedusha means you have to run into a mountain somewhere and wrap yourself up in a talis and hide. And Rav Shimon Shkop tells us, no, Kedusha means you're involved in other people as well. Right? So that's the concept of Kedusha. So the more a person gets out of being a guf type of person, they become a neshama type of person, so then the more spiritual they are, the more they're refined they are. That's a tahara. Tahara is when a person reaches a certain level that they're no longer super interested in running after the indulging of this world. Doesn't really, frankly, doesn't interest them. Like, okay, hey, let's go out to this great restaurant. I mean, what's it gonna do for me? It's fine. I'm home. I'll have some leftovers. Like, well, it doesn't really matter all that much, right? If you tell me we're going to go with a good chevra, we'll talk Torah, we'll talk something that's going to give me something of material to talk about, to connect to. Okay, that is value. So So the more that a person, what interests them is the neshamadika things and not the guftika things, that's the level of tahara. And that is the kinyan of the Torah. If a person has tahara, they will be able to connect to their learning better. Okay? Now, which is a very interesting thing. In other words, Torah, a person you'll find is more successful in their learning when they become, in general, a little bit more spiritual, in general, a little bit more connected, because the Torah will connect to them better. It's a two-way street. Okay? Now, okay, so that's what I think tahara means. Obviously, tahara practically means, protecting oneself from areas that in areas of tumah, etc. I think in general, what we have to think about is that one of the inyanim that we struggle with in today's day and age is exactly what the struggle of this inyan is that it's not so much averos. It's not so much, the struggle to eat, the not kosher, to drink the not. It's the kosher that's the problem. That's the problem. The problem is the kosher so good and so available and so much variety that it just be yeah, that all of a sudden that became our culture. So I said one time, I said that I wrote an article about this actually. It was printed in the Chayyim. No, this one was actually printed. That it's a great article. If I remember, if I can find it, maybe I'll put it on the chat. But basically, I called the article Reverse Assimilation. And the theory of the article was basically that in the old days in Europe, Judaism was so, the Jews, everything was very, being stuck in our ghetto, in our little place, was very, very, it was a difficult life. So it was very enticing to leave and become like the non-Jews. So therefore, that the nisoyon of assimilation of a Jew leaving the fold to become so great, become integrated into the community was a very, very difficult nisoyon. In Europe, that was it was like the what's it called, the Enlightenment, the Haskalah was taking over everybody. Rav Shach used to write that there was not a single person in the yeshiva that he was in Klotzk and Sletzk and Subotka, they did not have at least one sibling that was part of the Enlightenment. It's not so today. Well, not everyone in yeshiva has a sibling that doesn't keep mitzvahs, right? It's not the same. So, but that's what it was. So today, the nisayon is not to be that you leave the fold. The nisayon is not that you have to leave Judaism to become like a goy. It's that we made Judaism itself goyish. We made the Judaism itself so watered down so that you don't have to leave the fold. We just watered it down internally. So there's so much available that's under the guidelines of, it's okay, which it's good, it's great. We're not holding by that inside. But I'm just saying we have to realize what the challenge that poses is. It poses a certain challenge when we could, you could totally just be like, you don't have to make that hard decision now. You can get anything you need and as much of it as you need. So, and you could say, well, it's kosher, it's fine. And the answer is, it's fine. It is good. It's fine. It's great. But is that what makes you tick? Is that what gets you excited about life? Is that what gets you going? Is that where you're getting you're drawing your satisfaction from? Or it's a good extra thing. It's nice, fine, good, it's a nice cultural thing, go out, whatever. But we have to make sure and realign ourselves that what keeps us going is our spiritual connection and not this stuff. Okay? So, I'm not coming in saying, let's boycott it. I'm just pointing out. It does pose a whole new set of challenges that is different than what it posed to the people that lived in a different set of reality than us. Okay? So that's why Tahara is extremely important. Now, the next one, okay, the next one I'm not going to spend too much time on. The next one is the 11th Kenyan. It's called Shimush Chachamim. Shimush Chachamim means a person needs to have a Rebbe, a person needs to have direction, needs to, now Shimush Chachamim means both in the learning itself, you know, a person has questions, a person doesn't know what the pshat is, and if a person comes to their own conclusions, they could sometimes make terrible mistakes. That's number one. And then there's this generally, the Shimush Chachamim of the world is to have a positive outlook towards the Chachamim and respect the Chachamim appropriately so that they can be those that will eventually give it over to the next generation and that we can receive Torah from them. So that's why that's important on both levels. The 12th Inyan, which we'll start now, we have one minute to introduce it, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to pose a question about it, and we'll deal with the question tomorrow. It says, Dibuk Chaverim, a person should learn in a group of friends. Okay, and we all know the concept of Chavrusa. We know the difference that we've experienced between learning ourselves versus learning either in a group or in a Chavrusa. But we talked about tonight, we mentioned tonight, that in the list of the Kinyanei HaTorah, there's two categories. One is the process of how to learn. Like we said, you should learn Arichas Vasayim, you should speak it out, you should learn from a Rebbe, you should learn, you should be a good listener, you should be humble. Those are all about how to learn. And then we spoke about certain things like Tahara, which is about the person who's learning, is he going to be able to become successful because of who he is? So there's the process of the learning and the person learning. Dibuk Chaver, want to be a part of a group. Which one is that? Is that the description of the process how to learn? You should learn as part of a group? Or is it also talking about the person, the guy who's learning, the person who's learning? So the Maharal says it's about the person learning. The person who learns should be a person who can see themselves as a part of a group. If a person will always see themselves as an individual apart from the group, they will never be able to separate from the group, I meant. They will never be able to really fully connect to Torah. They should view themselves as a chelik of the group. And by doing that, they'll be able to connect to Torah more. And I want to talk about it tomorrow because it's a fascinating maral I'm going to share with you, an amazing maral who explains this topic further. All right?
Thank you.
Good way to start our week. Nice.